This is Pastor Rick here. This past Sunday, we had more of an interactive worship experience. And as you take time to listen to this recording, let God direct you. And if you feel the need to stop, as we did, and pray, join us. We hope this will be a new beginning for you to have a better understanding of how to pray in worship. At this moment in the service, we would usually take time to offer our prayer of invocation. It reminded me as I was thinking about this of how as a little child I always enjoyed getting an invitation, a birthday invitation. When I was younger, many, many years ago, we used to get like one or two a year. Now everybody has birthday parties. So but it's really exciting to be able to get a birthday invitation, something that's really special. Somebody, a friend, wants you to join them. When we get older, birthday invitations aren't quite as special. In fact, sometimes we don't really want to invite people to celebrate with us. So we get older and we look for different types of invitations that get us excited. Like the invitation we get to go to somebody's house to have a housewarming party, to visit with them, to spend time with them, to get to know them better. We get excited about that. Or when we get the mother of all invitations. You know the one I'm talking about? The wedding invitation. There's like seven envelopes in that thing, and I have no idea what they're all used for. But you have to break through the first three to even figure out who it's from and who's inviting you to the... You open it up, you pull it out. It's like one of those magic box tricks. You open up the next one, you... Somebody really wants you to come, but they want you to have some expectations in coming. And that's what... Listen closely. That's what our invocation does. It's our invitation to God to join us. Now, the Bible does tell us that where two or three are gathered, I think we made that quota this morning, where two or three are gathered, he tells us that he'll be here. But our invitation is sort of an invitation for him to join us and be here. It's us opening our hearts and saying, God, we want you to be present with us in our worship. Because why? He is our audience. He is the audience of one. But we don't just stop there. We continue to go. This isn't just our invitation, but this is also a time where we give thanks that the creator of the universe, the most powerful being in all the world, takes time to come down and hear our worship. And at that moment, we can do nothing else but be thankful. Am I right? There is no other choice we have in that moment but to just almost bow like they did at the temple when Solomon prayed and the glory of the Lord filled it. We just can't help but to stop and say, thank you, and our hearts be thank and full of his glory. So this week and next week, when we share our prayer of invocation, it's not just something we check off in the order of worship.